You are listening to the Red Pill Chronicles, where we help awakening souls deal with a blue pill world. I'm your host, John Dennison, and together we'll explore how to take an inner approach to your outer affairs so you can build a better life and a better world to live it in. Greetings, I'm John, and I'm a disciple of the light. Today I'd like to share with you some thoughts on your journey, especially those aspects of life that aren't working out the way that you want. You find yourself in situations that test your ability to function within the dramas of three-dimensional existence. These struggles may be in all areas of your life, or just in specific ones that impede your efforts to create the experiences you hope to get. Their means of creation may be many. Sometimes it's by your own choice or deed. At others, it's brought by circumstances foisted upon you by a common reality, built by a collective consciousness that often brings harsh and unpleasant results. For many remain unaware of their own true nature and the purpose for which they came. To know themselves and explore their relationship to all that is through their interaction with the others who inhabit this reality with them. Instead, their focus is upon their lives in this world and the myriad ways those lives are so much less than they want them to be. So they find themselves having to deal with unintended and unwanted situations that impair their happiness and make them suffer and struggle to end it. Often, in their determination to end their troubles or avoid their occurrence, they exercise their wills in ways that put them in conflict with the reality and the ones whose lives they touch, sometimes even to the point of doing harm or preventing others from pursuing their own course. Their discontent with the status quo is so great that they struggle to escape it, regardless of the harm done in the process. It's this discontent and the fears and desires that fuel it that cause them to resist becoming complacent with the reality and motivate them to make it better. Often, however, they can't. Limitations of consciousness and circumstances of lack lock them into the present, where they kick and scream and push back against their lives and the people and things they think to help make them that way. You're here today because you've been chosen to awaken to your journey of expansion back to your Creator. Chosen by what or by whom, you ask? Why? By your soul, of course. Whether by prompting of your higher self, by reminder of your soul group, or terms of your soul contract, you've chosen to know and become more than you are. You, and others like you, will call the chosen. You are awakening souls trying to find your way home. Just because you're chosen, however, does not make you immune from the struggles of life, whether created by choice, imposition by the common reality, or the karmic echoes of your past that bring back energies for you to experience once again, whether in the same old ways or by making another choice. Much of New Age thought tends to place responsibility for those struggles upon you. It can be a heavy burden, even for the most advanced among us, to believe that you and you alone are at fault for your inability to create and live the life you want. The approach is understandable, for to think otherwise invites victimhood, that you are powerless to impact your affairs and that such unpleasant circumstances are thrust upon you by others, or worse, by the hand of God through fate. Either approach makes your time here so much harder, as if you're putting in time for the sins of your past, or being made a martyr by a vindictive God that wants nothing more than to torture you while you're here. It's natural for the mind to wonder why, to try to find meaning for your suffering. And suffering it can be for a life that is not the one you want. But though we turn our eye toward the heavens and ask, "Why, O Lord, do you make things so hard? Why me? Why this? Why now?" The answer rarely comes. Rather, we're left to deal with what is, to play the cards as they're dealt, and to do our best to move on from there. So denying the understanding that we think will somehow bring us peace, much less a pass through it all, we struggle. We suffer. We fight back against our reality and all we blame for its impact. But that struggle triggers a response mechanism within us. It unlocks thoughts that focus on our lack of what we want, or the resources we think will allow us to change it for the better. and it unleashes emotions that can lead us into frustration, anger, and worse, to strike out at others who cross our paths. It's incumbent upon the awakening soul to find another way to deal with such difficulties, if it's to find the value they offer. For there is value in all experience. That's what we're here for. For life is all about the experience. The experience of knowing self as we move through the space-time continuum of three-dimensional reality. The difficulties with which we struggle allow us to see and know different aspects of ourselves as we learn to love and be loved. And as we awaken to the possibility of more, to energetically spiral upward toward higher dimensions, which we experience as an inward journey into ourselves. Light provides the means by which to undertake this process and clear the distortions that impair it. The harshness of our outer three-dimensional reality distracts us from these inner experiences, continually demanding our attention to deal with the life it serves up. And as we evolve through the integration of our positive and negative energies, our attention begins to turn inward toward the source of light that empowers it. And as we do, to become more than we are, and to realize that it is so. This self-realization builds upon itself. It allows us to see that we're not static beings, but ever-changing, so we can receive more and more of the light that calls us upward. This is the process of awakening. Our progress is reflected by a combination of factors, including how well we know ourselves, the state of our inner filters, how we love and allow ourselves to be loved, and our point of balance between self and others. We must understand that the exercise of our will, whether to serve God, to serve others, or serve ourselves, is a choice that can throw us out of balance, impairing our ability to let light flow. This is why the first step on the path for many is often the declaration, "Thy will be done," which requires us to moderate the influence of fear and desire over our lives. However, the surrender to the will of God is not an absolute relinquishment of the lower desires. Rather, it starts a process of learning to balance them with the needs of your higher self. When you do, the struggles of life become less about changing it than about providing a catalyst to surrender to the higher will, and thus propel us toward whatever lies beyond what we know ourselves to be. Like a slingshot is pulled back to build potential energy that can be unleashed to launch its stone, we can use our struggles to focus our attention inward toward the light and the inner conditions that distort it. As we do, we'll see more of the inner workings that led us to this moment and the ripples they set off within us in our reality. And with that look, we can know ourselves in new ways and become something more. So again, life is all about the experience. Knowing yourself allows you a choice over how you get that experience and what you'll do with it. It's a journey we each make alone, brought about by the experiences our lives bring. But if it's not working out so well, either in your outer affairs or in your inner ones, don't get down on yourself. Be patient. For experience takes time. And for time, you've got to wait. Some impatient souls search for a key that will unlock the door to awakening, to magically do it quickly, and perhaps they'll find it. But most don't realize that they already have the key, and it's hidden inside, waiting for them just to look. And to them I say, stop. Take a look at yourself and listen to what you hear. It's the only way to get where you want to go. But does this journey of awakening mean that you have to immerse yourself in struggle and suffering all the days of your life? No. But when you turn one eye inward, it can rob your outer efforts of the focus they need to be effective. After all, it's hard to be devoting yourself to be in the world of making money when your attention is on the spiritual world and what's where you're putting your attention and your time. And even when you do make things work the way you want, don't be surprised if your struggles don't end. Because I'm pretty sure life's going to bring more. After all, it's only through our struggles that we grow. And as one situation passes, another arises to take its place. But it's what they each bring to our self-realization that matters to the soul. And the journey of awakening is for your soul. It is what's controlling this journey. The process that you're under is all based upon its needs right now in this moment. The ego caught up in these struggles, however, doesn't necessarily care. It doesn't care what the soul wants, and it doesn't care about this promised land that doesn't may or may not ever exist in its mind. The ego bears the brunt of life and feels its pain. And when it does, it can test even the most advanced disciple. Sometimes it helps to remember that this too shall pass. But that doesn't mean we should assume the source of our suffering is going to pass on its own. We've got to do our part. Unless we choose not to. So what then should an awakening soul do? Should you stand by and let your struggles drag you down? Is spiritual advancement really about just grinning and bearing it? Maybe. Maybe not. You'll know for yourself when the time comes. The voice inside will guide you. Most of the time, though, we can't just stand idly by as they upset the apple cart of our desires. Reality hits home, and the need to survive keeps us engaged. So our struggles often become like quicksand. We're stuck in place, flailing around and only sinking deeper into the mire until we exhaust ourselves, immersed in failure, frustration, and despair. Sound familiar? It happens all too often to those who are awakening, especially when we have the expectation our expanding consciousness should empower us to fix and create something better. Isn't that, after all, the purpose behind many teachings, especially those based on the law of attraction? To empower us to change our reality by controlling our thoughts and emotions? In short, to create a miniature version of heaven on earth that will make all our dreams come true. Indeed, in many ways, we can, at least to the extent the collective consciousness does not create circumstances within our reality to block those dreams. Nor does it mean that we should ever stop working to create that heaven on earth while we're here, because the process of creating it allows us valuable opportunities to expand and grow and contribute to the betterment of all of the world. But is that really the purpose of awakening? To master our ability to manipulate this three-dimensional reality into something more to our liking? Perhaps for some. Perhaps even for a while. Ultimately, though, our quest to awaken demands we use whatever it brings to turn us toward our Creator and the oneness at our core. But life still screams for our attention. Only there can we get the experiences we came for, or seize the opportunities they bring. So it would certainly be nice to reduce some of the struggle and ease the pain. I mean, who couldn't use better health, more harmonious relationships, or a little more money? So I encourage you to look for ways to do something about whatever is making your life less than you want it to be. It's your life. Find a way to make it work. But while you do, take a peek at what's causing the struggle and how you contribute to it. Keep an eye out for what you might change to get where you're going or have a better time along the way. And then act on what you find. Don't just file it away in your memory banks. Using the power of intention and practicing the law of attraction could both help. Simply believing in yourself, though, and drawing on your inner strength and doing your best will do even more. But if you truly intend to awaken, you have to want it. It can't be a passing fancy or a fad or the latest dip into spiritual teachings. No, it's going to be an irresistible urge that you're going to have to follow a path that only you can know, and you may not even know it. And even then, only is guided by your inner voice to whatever action or awareness it bids you to seek. But don't expect one day to be magically enlightened and know the secrets of the universe. Awakening doesn't come with answers, only more questions and experiences needed for your next step. Some like to think of this process as working on themselves, as if there's something wrong with them the way they are that they have to fix. But let me assure you, there's nothing wrong with you. You are exactly how you need to be for where you are along your journey home. Nevertheless, the struggles can be exhausting, and your awakening a daunting task if you try to look too far ahead. For all that matters now is, in this moment, where life happens to you and for you. I could tell you to relax into it and allow it to happen as it will. Or to never give up and fight tooth and nail to get out of the box life has put you in. But I know whatever I tell you would be simply a misguided suggestion based upon how I perceive your situation through my own filters and perspectives. For I have no idea what you need or where you should go from here. Only you do. Or should I say, only your higher self knows the way. Revealing your path through the inner voice whispering in the silence. For all I know, you may need to wallow around in the mud for a while longer, or take some turn that can make things even worse. I do know, however, that if you're one who is awakening to the possibility of what they are and can be, some part of your focus will be on returning to source. And that starts with knowing yourself and cleaning the filters so you can get less distortion of the light as it shines from within. The effort may be tiring, and you may pray for it to end, either in union with one or the blissful ignorance of going back to sleep like everyone else. But the seed has been planted. No matter how hard you try, no matter how much you fight, you have been called to find your way home. Nothing and no one can get in your way. You may try to ignore it or silence it through drugs, alcohol, or other ways of acting out. You may find solace in things, relationships, or money. You may even succeed in blocking it for a while, but ultimately it will happen. That choice has already been made. You made it. And any resistance now will eat away inside until you give in and do what your inner voice asks. I'm sorry that you struggle and that life is bringing you less than you want. I've been there, and in some ways I still am. But I'm happy for your choice to awaken, and grateful you've chosen to walk for a while upon the path with me. I'll do my best to light the way. I bid you Godspeed. God bless you indeed. Go with love.
You have been listening to the Red Pill Chronicles, where we help awakening souls move in a better way through a blue pill world. For more information, visit us at peaceoptions.com to explore how you can find your peace through knowing yourself and following your inner voice. Or at missionlaunch.com, where we offer coaching and consulting to help you make the difference in your world.